Garden.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane is on the mic with the beats today. Although this was one of mine, wasn't it?
This was one of yours.
That's right.
Yes.
Last time I was on, we had the Marvel needle drop.
Oh, that's right.
Series.
Yeah, so we had a theme.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Rubber Band Man. And we are, of course, joined by my much better half, much smarter half, better looking half. The list goes on. We don't have that kind of time to get through all of it. Melissa Baldoff is with us. Thanks, honey. Thanks for sticking around.
Hello.
We've talked a couple times about Mr. Tim Michaels today. And why are we doing that? Because the people of Wisconsin don't yet know who Tim Michaels is. We're in this important window where it's time for voters to get to know these candidates for high office. And so we saw in last week's Marquette University Law School poll, Tim Michaels was trailing Tony Evers 45-43. Michaels' favorability rating was 33%. His unfavorability was 33%. But it was like 23-24% didn't know enough to rate him, which is something you see pretty frequently. I think actually Mandela Barnes, the Democratic nominee for Senate, had about the same number of people who say, I don't know enough to know whether I like this guy or not. And given that my wife is so much smarter than me and has worked in politics, I bet I know what her answer to this question is. Honey, is it good when a candidate for governor is making news by questioning the polls? Is that a good thing?
It is not a good thing. when we're at a Little League baseball game and the batter says, every pitch is a ball. Nothing's a strike. You gotta really not be in good shape to complain about the polls.
Tim Michaels
not really know what he's doing, and two things can be true.
That's right. Multiple things can be true at the same time. Here's one thing we know is true: is that in the wake of the Marquette Law School poll showing him losing, and then the next day, a Fox News poll showing him losing to Governor Evers, Tim Michaels made some news. Headline from the Appleton Post-Crescent, Tim Michaels questions the integrity of the Marquette Law School poll, says he is actually, quote, up 5 to 10 points over Governor Evers. The lead on this story is just chef's kiss. It's perfect. They put it to him in the most accurate way possible. After the latest Marquette University Law School poll showed Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels trailing Governor Tony Evers by 2 percentage points, Tim Michaels claimed without evidence, it's because there's a class of people out there that does not talk to pollsters. Honey, you and I have been doing this for a long time. We have talked to many a candidate and tried to impart on them the importance of staying on message, of making sure that voters know what your values are and what makes you tick and what drives you and what you want to do with the awesome power and responsibility that comes with holding high public office. How is that message not getting through to Tim Michaels? Is he just not very good at this?
I would say, for one, it seems like he hasn't talked to a whole lot of reporters and taken very many questions. So, maybe this is part of the strategy. Maybe this is why he, went back home to Connecticut right after the election, took a little vacation before getting flown back on the corporate jet. Maybe they wanted to keep him away because they can't keep him on message. You can't step in it when you're not taking any questions, which is just not going to cut it for Wisconsin voters. They're going to want to hear from him. And when they do hear from him, I think they're going to be very turned off by most of what he has to say. This is a guy who, again, hasn't really been in Wisconsin. He has very extreme positions, in terms of no exceptions for rape or incest when it comes to abortion care. This is somebody who, really wants to take credit for a family business that, he kind of wasn't the person running the show, So when you don't have a lot to run on of your accomplishments and you don't have a clear vision for the future of the state that aligns with the priorities of the people of Wisconsin, yeah, you're going to probably, you know, whine and moan about the pollster.
It's just, it's so Trumpy too, right? Like, I think one of the things that we've sort of become numb to in the last 7 years since Trump came down that ridiculous escalator is, like, I'd never seen a politician talk so much about polls until Donald Trump. You don't, like, that's why do, what? No, don't talk about the issues. Talk about, you know, an agenda. And here we have Tim Michaels, the Trump backed candidate who has had to scurry down to Mar-a-Lago to win his favor, now sounding like Trump, where it's like, what are you doing talking about your poll numbers, man? Like, talk about your plans for the state of Wisconsin. You claim to be this business genius from the private sector, as Melissa points out, like, that you also ran with four other brothers, like the company that was started, I think, the generation before them. So why he would miss the opportunity to deliver a message to a state that doesn't know him and instead choose to take a page out of the Donald Trump playbook and whine about his poll numbers is just beside me. Here's my next question for you, honey. Have you ever heard Governor Tony Evers complain about a poll? You worked alongside the guy for 18 months. Can you imagine anything like more anathema to Tony?
Absolutely not. And, you know, I could also say, as staff and as somebody who worked very closely with him, if any of us were out there saying that, he would be mortified. Be like, what are you talking about? No. No, absolutely. That's not something you're going to see the governor out there talking about, is whining about poll numbers.
Because maybe he took that politics 101 class. I don't know. It's just astonishing to me. But so in Tim Michaels, you know, we're getting an increasingly clear picture of what we're going to get. We're going to get a guy who says one thing and then does another. We're going to get a guy who says he's not beholden to anybody and then turns around and hits them up for $20,000 cash, or asks, you know, special interest groups to go and bundle a bunch of those $20,000 contributions for him. You've got somebody who, rather than address the issues that are front and center for Wisconsin families, would rather complain about the horse race and whether he's up or down in the poll. And the notion of questioning the integrity of the gold standard MU law school poll, pretty wild, pretty off script. Put it down as another gaffe for the gaffe machine, Tim Michaels. We'll be right back. I think we get my wife for one more segment.